12 minutes after 4, Central African time. It's a beautiful rainy Saturday morning here in Johannesburg. It's the 12th of Jumad al-Ukhra 1443. I want to welcome the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International. I want to welcome the listeners of Markaz al-Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. And of course, I want to welcome our beloved senior respected Honorable Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Mulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafidhahullah. And yes, this morning is not Haji Riaz Hussein, it's Brother Zakaria, our engineer in the Durban studios. Ustad, welcome to As-Safina to Ilal Jannah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Zakaria in Durban, and our brother Bonface here in Lanesia. Thank you very much. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli subhanaka la 'ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 12th of Jumad al-Ukhra 1443. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wala, we focus on chapter 18. Suratul Kahf, verses 71, 72 and 73. Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam was instructed by Almighty Allah Jalla wala, go to that place, the junction of the two oceans, not Cape Town, some other place in the world, and there you will find one special servant of mine whom I have blessed with so much knowledge. Your knowledge, O Moses, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, is different, and his knowledge, Nabi Khizr alayhi salatu salam, he is also a messenger and a prophet of Almighty Allah according to majority of the scholars. So he has a different type of knowledge, ilmul ladunni, which Almighty Allah gave him directly as well. So Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam met, the introductions took place. He said and requested, I want to study by you. So he said, but you will not be able to exercise restraint and patience. So he said, no, I will be very, very patient, inshallah, God willing, Allah willing, and Almighty Allah will make it easy for me. He said, fine, I will enroll you, you become my student, but there's one proviso, and the condition is this, فَلَا تَسْأَلْنِي عَنْ شَيْءٍ حَتَّى أُحْدِثَ لَكَ مِنْهُ ذِكْرًا. You must not ask me regarding anything until I mention it to you. So fine, both parties agreed. Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, he is accompanied by his khadim khas, by his special attendant Yusha bin Nun radiallahu anhu at that time. Subsequently Yusha also becomes a Nabi and a prophet of Almighty Allah, selected by Almighty Allah and not elected by people. But the two most prominent people here are Nabi Musa alayhi salam, Prophet Moses, peace be upon him, upon him, and the Prophet Khizr, peace be upon him. Khizr, Khazir, both ways you can pronounce it. Wherever he used to sit and so forth, that place would become green. So hence the name Khizr, Khazir alayhi salatu salam. So they walked, and when they came there, then they had to embark on a boat, on a ship, and the people knew Khizr alayhi salatu salam, very, very pious and so forth, so they did not even take any money from him, and they allowed them to board the ferry, board the boat, the ship free of charge. Now what happens? Chapter 18, verse 71, 72, 73, فَانْتَلَقَا. Hence the two of them proceeded. They went forth, they went ahead. Prophet Moses, peace be upon him, Prophet Khidr alayhi salam, the two of them went ahead. Hatta idha rakiba fi safina. So much so that now they embarked onto that boat and now they came inside and they didn't take any fare or any, you know, ticket or anything they had to pay for. So free of charge, because for them it was an honor. Such great pious people, such luminaries are with us today. So for us it's an honor. Now while they're going, so remember he, that is Khidr alayhi salatu salam, kharaqaha, he makes a hole in that boat. He damages the boat in such a manner that some people will be able to see it. So it was not totally hidden, people could see it also. So Nabi Musa alayhi salam saw all this. He was astonished, shocked and surprised. Call Moses. Nabi Musa alayhi salam speaks, akharaqataha, what, you have made a hole in the boat? Lituhriqa alaha, so that the people of this boat, yeah, the passengers, they'll drown. So meaning that the water will come inside, the boat will sink, some people will drown. I mean, what's wrong with you? And to cap it, all these people that has come in the boat, in the ship, free of charge. So ye Nabi Musa alayhi salam, Moses passed the verdict, لَقَدْ جِئْتَ شَيْئًا إِمْرًا. Indeed, what you have done and brought, إِمْرًا أَمْرًا مُنْكَرًا, is something hated, detested, and a grievous crime you have committed. Now this was Musa alayhi salam. He is supposed to exercise patience and restraint, not speak a word, because that was the agreement as a student he made with his teacher. But it was something spontaneous. He could not hold himself back. You must remember that, not with Nabi Khidr alayhi salam, but with other people we're speaking about. He, Prophet Moses, Nabi Musa alayhi salam said, and how important it is for us to understand this, what Nabi Musa alayhi salam said, in this day and this age. Qala Rabbi mima an'amta alayya. Oh beloved Allah, because of your ever recurring bounties, favors upon me, falan akuna zahiran lil mujrimeen, I will never be an assistant and a helper of criminals. Obviously this is not for this context here. I'm trying to tell you that how Nabi Musa alayhi salam, he would never ever compromise and be apologetic in something. So it was his manner that when he saw something wrong, he would tell the people that this is wrong and I cannot be part and parcel. Today we find so many people sitting on the fence, committing a major offense. They are the hypocrites of this ummah. And you must remember that the fence sitters, and they sell the deen. So we need to take heed and lessons from this. So if you want the dua and the supplication of Nabi Musa alayhi salam, chapter 28, Surah Qasas, verse number 17. So yeah, Nabi Musa alayhi salam spontaneously, he said, he forgot, you know, about the agreement he made with his teacher as enshrined in the noble Quran. The teacher reminded him first time. Qal, Nabi Khidr alayhi salatu salam said, Alam aqul, did I not tell you in the starting, when you want to become my student, you want to enroll, yeah, in this university, you want to enroll in this Darul Uloom, you want to come into this madrasa, into this place, yeah, innaka lan tastati'a ma'ya sabra, then you, O Moses, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, you will not be able to exercise that restraint and patience with me, because your branch of knowledge is something totally different. My discipline and my branch of knowledge is something different, and you will definitely want to object. Therefore I told you, you must remain silent. Call, Nabi Musa alayhi salam knew that's a mistake. Prophets and messengers are protected by divine protection from all sins, all vices. Obviously they are ma'asum, but mistakes can happen. Mustafa, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the most beloved beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in the entire universe, made mistake in Salat, the Sahabas rectified and so forth. So that you call forgetfulness or error in judgment. So that would happen. قَالَ لَا تُعَخِذْنِي بِمَا نَسِيتُ. Do not take me to task for that which I forgot. Meaning that I forgot because it was something spontaneous. Imagine these people gave us a ride and we are in the boat in the ship free of charge. And then when we're right in the middle of the ocean, you go and damage the boat. You go make a hole in the ship. So I mean, it was my spontaneous reaction. La tu'akhidhni bima nasitu. Don't take me to task, O Honorable Teacher, O Khidr alayhi salam, for that which I forgot. Wa la turhiqni min amri usra. Do not make it such that this matter of mine is so hard upon me. So don't be so hard upon me, and please, that forgive me. It was an oversight on my part. I totally, absolutely forgot. So that was the first incident. What about the second, the third incident? Inshallah, next week Monday, Adhan will go at 4:15, then 4:20 or 4:25, inshallah, I will commence, and that will be for next week from Monday onwards. Tomorrow, you know, Sunday, inshallah, our Q&A with Hafiz Hussain Wadi will be between 2 and 4, inshallah, and that will be on Radio Al-Ansar International and Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Alhamdulillah, we have a nikah announcement and it came in late last night, so therefore we couldn't do it yesterday with Mona Arafat. So the nikah of Hafiz Suleiman Umar, he is the son of Brother Zahir Umar, the attorney. So the nikah of Hafiz Suleiman Umar to Bibi Aisha Siddat will take place at Masjid al-Furqan in Houghton on Saturday 15 January 2022, that's today, after the Zohar Salat at Masjid al-Furqan, after Zohar. Inshallah al-Aziz, the Walima will take place at Ajen. Now you must know where is Ajen, that's another story. Ajen is near Uchis, so remember that, that's where they stay, the pig farm there, very, very impressive. So the Walima, inshallah, will take place at Ajen at 17:30, that is 5:30, so after Asr, on Saturday, 15 January 2022. So inshallah that nikah will take place. We make dua for them, for our Hafiz Suleiman Umar, by Bibi Aisha Siddat. Barakallahu lakuma wa barakallahu alaykuma wa jama'a baynakuma fil khair. Allah Jalla wa la grant you barakah from all sides and all directions. Always Allah Ta'ala keep your jori salamat. Ameen. Allah Ta'ala keep you happy. Ameen. Bless you with pious offspring and children. One, two other announcements. Remember that the repeat of this program, that you can listen to it between 3 and 3:30 every day, Monday to Saturday. And today, Saturday, inshallah, our brother Suleiman Esop, so his program will be between 6 and 8 this evening, inshallah. So make dua for us and the ummah at large. Barakallahu fik.
Listener says, Ustaz, that how is the Taliban doing, Mufti Saab? Should we not invite them to your radio station, Ustaz?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The Taliban are dedicated to their cause. They want to implement an Islamic Sharia and Islamic law. And you know, the Western forces, forever they will speak with the forked tongue and they will say, we will give you aid on this condition, that condition, and so forth. And the biggest and most disappointing thing is, if you know politics and a Muslim countries and so forth, you have the OIC, the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, 57 countries, they can't even accept and recognize the Taliban government because big boss, America and them will get very, very upset and so forth. So that is the humiliation and disgrace, and it's an indictment upon the Arab tenpot dictators and upon the Muslim countries. So that is one side. But inshallah, Almighty Allah will grant them victory. And remember, as far as interviews and that, they got many, many more issues to worry about it. We small chewing gums interviewing them. So the point I'm making here is this, that make dua for them. And secondly, let me give you one important point which majority of the ummah don't even know about. You must remember remember that Afghanistan's original name was Khurasan. And remember it was 275 years ago that Ahmad Shah Abdali Durrani, write it down and you can Google it, Ahmad Shah Abdali Durrani, he changed the name exactly 275 years ago from Khurasan to Afghanistan. And that is the area first conquered by Sayyidina Uthman, Amirul Mu'mineen, radiallahu anhu warda, and subsequently conquered by Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Everyone came after them. Allah Jalla wala humiliated, disgraced them. The British came thrice. The Russians came, the Americans came, the coalition came, 48 countries, each one putting their tail between their legs and running from there. So mashallah, Allah will grant them victory. And when we study the ahadith in Mishkat Sharif and various compilations, we find the army will come from Khurasan and they will liberate Elia. And Elia is occupied Palestine. So it's all part of the master plan of all Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, that they are the selected people, that Almighty Allah will use them for the liberation of Palestine, for the liberation of many, many parts of the Muslim world and so forth, where there is so much tyranny and oppression nowadays.
Subhanallah. I see there's a brother from Kronstadt, and he says, Assalamu alaikum, the Honorable Mufti Sahab. Don't you think by you and I speaking bad about the Arabs, it will make it difficult for us to ever go again for Umrah and Hajj? Ustad, anonymous brother.
Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself said, Waylul lil Arab. So remember, the hadith is authentic. Woe and destruction to the Arabs. So what, if you can't go to a certain place, you must keep quiet? That is exactly what I just told you now, that you can never be a fence-sitter in Islam. People who are fence-sitters, and remember, they play with this one and that one, then you are kept. Once you are captured, you compromise on the deen. And that is what has happened to majority of the scholars, whether in the Arab countries, Muslim countries, and our South Africa. You can see how many of them are silent on so many issues. Why? Because you must remember, they sell outs and they are hypocrites and so forth. We need to be clear on these issues. So the Haram Sharif does not belong to MBS or his father or Ali Saud. We make dua, Allahumma أهلك آل سعود كما أهلكت عادوا وثمود. The truth has to be spoken. وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء. مصطفى حبيبنا صلى الله عليه وسلم صحابة 1400 1500 mentioned in Bukhari Sharif both. Some ahadith say 1400 1500, so in between. They were prevented to go to Makkah Mukarrama in the month of Zulqada, in the 6th year of the Hijrah. And what they said? No. That we must stay on the truth. Fine, we will sign the peace treaty. When you stick and you adhere and comply with the truth, Allah will always give you izzat. You see, less than 2 years after that, in the 8th year of the Hijrah, and the Sahaba, 10,000 of them entered, and they were shaking in their boots. You must remember, when Sa'd radiallahu anhu came, and he told Abu Sufyan was not Muslim till that time, he embraced Islam. After that, he said, this is now 21st Ramadan, and it is the 8th year after the Hijrah. Al-Yawmu Yawmul Malhama. Today is the day of Skopskit and donors. Today, hum boti moti kar denge. Today, we're going to make mincemeat of you. Thereafter, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam entered. He, Abu Sufyan, complained, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sa'd is speaking like this. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Nay, today is al-yawmu yawmul marhama, the day of mercy and compassion. Hence, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam granted them asylum, and that was the turning point. Yadkhuluna fi dinillahi afwaja took place. They entered in their droves and droves and thousands into the fold of Islam. So it shows when you speak the truth, Allah will give you izzat, brother. We don't have to do boot licking. You see people who did boot licking with our government, where they are today. Just see the local people, the indigenous people, how fed up they are. So you must remember, Islam does not teach us, brother, in Kronstadt, that we must be with the Kron. You know Kron? The Kron means you don't have to lick the crown, my brother. People who lick the crown, ask Prince what happened to him, Prince Andrew. He's stripped of all his titles. You see? That is all, Mighty Allah, Jalla wa Ala, wa tu'izzu man tasha, wa tuzillu man tasha. How many people are bootlickers? And I told them, and everyone humiliated this grace today. So you can see that, that is Allah's system, my brother. So no, we will never stop speaking the truth, inshallah. Aziz, we must speak, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned us that these 10-point dictators will come, waylul lil Arab. So there is destruction for the Arabs, and these people, Saudi, Emirates, Bahrain, Morocco, and this whole happy lot who made peace with Israel, be very clear, they are murtads and out of the fold of Islam.
Somebody says here, Ustaz Brother Razak says that I have an appointment to remove my cataract on the 2nd of February. I am now two-minded, Ustad. Is there another way to remove this cataract? What should I do, Ustad?
So what, we doctors here or what, my brother? So anyway, our Islamic advice to you will be, read now with me. Don't say Razak. You must always say Abdul Razak. Always. See, Quran Kareem teaches us, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَدُؤُوهُ بِهَا. Chapter 7, verse 180. وَذَرُوا الَّذِينَ يُلْحِدُونَ فِي أَسْمَائِهِ. So call and invoke Almighty Allah by His beautiful names. Chapter 7, verse 180. وَذَرُوا الَّذِينَ يُلْحِدُونَ فِي أَسْمَائِهِ. Leave and shun those people who corrupt the names of Almighty Allah. You must never use the word Razak only. Say Abdul Razak. So remember, I'm the slave of Allah who was, who is, who always will be the best and the greatest of sustainers, nourishers, providers. So read now with me, Brother Abdul Razak, and what is that? Allahumma, O beloved Allah, khirli, khara, khire. Allahumma khirli, O beloved Allah, select the best for me. Choose the best for me. Wakhtarli, and you choose for me. So one is to choose the best and select the best for me. Whatever comes in your heart, that is your decision, whether you must go for the up or not, the cataract. And remember, you don't have to sleep, you don't have to dream. That is just suggestion of some ulama. That's not mentioned in the Quran, Sharif or Sunnah. Women today make istikhara. I can't get answer for 1 week, 3 weeks. Men make istikhara. Just read the same time, the answer will come in your heart. Allahumma khirli wakhtarli. But people today, they love doubt, you see. Therefore, they can't take decisive decisions. So once you do that, Allah will guide you, brother.
Sister Ronel says good morning to you and to the team, Ustad. And she says that two questions for you is, one is, how true is it that in Nigeria, tons of trucks are destroying the vaccine? That's number one. Number two is, Canada unvaccinated, the father loses right to see his child. How true is that, to start, Sister Ronel?
Yes, even I read about it last night, my sister, regarding Nigeria, 100% the truth. I heard about it on the BBC about 3-4 weeks ago. You see, again, Ronel, you must understand. I don't know which group you belong to, not that is important, but you must remember when it comes to white hegemony. You must remember that this you call white hegemony. You know the term, right? That the white supremacists, the right wing, they want control. Africa for them is a third world country, fourth world is a dumping ground. So the Nigerians told them, we're going to show you whites, you know, white hegemony, a big lesson. You send your vaccine here, which is almost on the verge of expiry. You think we bunch of idiots or what? So they took over Malian and then they smashed it to pieces used with the bulldozers and so forth, 100% correct, and we will salute them for that. The African politicians, the Muslim politicians, the Arab politicians must realize, whenever you go with the begging bowl, finish, you already captured. You understood? You must be independent. And then you can speak the truth, you can dictate the terms and so forth. Once you go with the begging bowl, give me this, give me this, they already, they know this chap in our terminology, Sister Ranel, they say is another mufatiya. Understood? Another chap looking for freebies and so forth. So that is why we can't speak the truth. You must remember this type of things here. So if the African politicians can learn that, so that is a good lesson Nigeria taught the West. So you must remember that regarding America, regarding Canada, you know they have some crazy laws and so forth. So you just need a sharpshoot attorney, sharpshoot advocate and so forth, and he will interpret the laws in such a manner, and remember, they will pass the verdict according to them. They will say the constitution reigns supreme and so forth. So therefore, for us, this Western law, remember, is not worth the paper on which it's written, because there are so many different interpretations. You see, Sister Renal, I want to teach you a lesson now, that of Islam. What is the lesson we want to teach humanity is this: human rights, animal rights, all rights are there in their place. But once that human rights encroaches on the divine rights, then is a disaster for recipe. So they say the rights, human rights. So I ask them the question, where is the human rights for that daughter who is pregnant? And you said that now she can go for abortion. So that fetus, that unborn baby, so where is their rights, my sister and them? That is where Islam comes in. Your Western system stinks. You must remember that. So therefore, yesterday they made a big thing. Germany prosecuted, you must remember, the person from Syria. But the people in Israel, the rogue apartheid terrorist regime, are guilty of the same crimes. Again, white hegemony. If it's an Arab, if it's an African, bring them to the ICC. But if it's a white man, Bush, Blair, Israel, Netanyahu, no, they are exempt. So why all these double standards? So therefore we say stunning is haram, and we expose the whole halal industry. That is all scholars for dollars for the same reason. It's all to do with money. So you must remember, my sister Renal, they speak of animal rights, but they line up millions of animals and chicken, and they can't even see one another, because maximum profit in minimum time, and then the stunning process takes place, which is torture and persecution. So therefore, sister, always look at it holistically. You will find most of the time is for white hegemony. They will get the African, the non-white, the Arab, tenpot dictators to do their dirty work. That is how the world functions today. Africa, for them, if you look at their new maps and all that, they're shrinking it. And Europe and the West, they're increasing it. They play the mind game with people, Sister Renal. So that is what they do. So that is the whole aim of what's happening today. Depopulation.
Allahu Akbar. I see Logan says you quite well get up. What's happening with the news, especially in media? You might be watching a lot of television. This is Logan Ustad.
I never possessed a television in my life. Yes, I have a passion for two things, my brother Logan. One is, you must remember, reading, and one is traveling. Traveling has stopped now, courtesy COVID or plandemic. Not pandemic, plandemic. So we're sitting still now. So reading is my passion, my brother. So we must read. TV is TB. You understood the word, Logan? TV is TB. It's a curse for humanity. Wow. And that is how they shape the destiny. You must study your children, brother Logan, and see how much time they spend on the cartoons. See how much time couples spend. And what they do, then what you see, you want to imitate. Subliminal messages are sent to children. So the way they walk, the way they talk, they want to behave just like them. And that becomes their role model and so forth. The Muslim child, Muslim child tells his father, the father tells me, father, you must wake up now. This is a different century. So that is the direct, remember, consequence of the TV in the rooms, in the houses and so. Otherwise, a Muslim child can never make such a comment. Remember that. But because we are indoctrinated, brainwashed, there's no critical analysis, herd mentality. That's why they call it herd mentality. Treat everyone as a sheep, as an idiot, as a fool, you know. So that's why we will bring the truth to you without fear and favor, inshallah.
I see Ronnie says here that I hope you are definitely well, Mr. AK. He says that why did God punish the entire Egyptian soldiers for the refusal of their king? Some individuals over the years have wondered why God decided to do that. However, no one can really provide a good answer. Ustad.
My brother Ronnie, you know, I always told you, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, that I don't like all these formalities, sir and master. You just call me AK. I'm a simple guy, my brother Ronnie. One day if you meet, you'll see the simple guy. You understand? So no, I hate all these things here. We don't like all these formalities. AK is fine. Now let's answer your question. And from an Islamic perspective, you see, when you have a ruler, so you are a prime minister, president, king, whatever. Then you have the police force. Then you have the army. Then you have the soldiers. Call them whatever you want to. So they have to follow the chain of command. So you have the commander-in-chief. You have the generals. You have this one, that one. And if they don't, then remember, they will be then called. And there will be a court case. And definitely they'll be punished very severely. Yes, you are correct. There might be some people who hate and detest what is really happening. I tell you what happened to me, okay? So I was in Beirut, this in 97, 98, around there. So I fell asleep in the car, in a taxi. So I'm in front, the driver is there, my wife at the back. And then my wife said, wake up. When I woke up, I saw that the whole car is surrounded by police and army and guns and all. And what the hell is going on now? So I came out. I said, what's wrong with you all? I spoke English. So already they start wondering, they got the wrong number. I said, who's your leader? But I spoke very loud. So the one chap came. So he also realized his wrong number. I said, I'm a South African, I'm a tourist here. So I had the hotel card and La Medina. I still remember that. So when they saw that, then they knew definitely. Said, okay, never mind, come, we just go to the police station and so. I said, fine. So I said that now I want to go to our embassy and tell them how you are treating me. So the whole ball game changed, you see. So there, I'm in Beirut, and in another town, you must remember, Tripolis, Tripoli. You get Tripoli in Libya, and you get Tripoli there in Lebanon. So there a bomb blast went. So now they said it's a guy with a big beard. So I'm the guy with a big beard. So they thought it's me, you know. Then in the police station, they're apologizing and us and all this type of thing. So the guy who jumped in with me, he spoke to me in Arabic, obviously. He said, Sheikh, we're making a terrible mistake, but I can't do anything, man. I know you're not the guy, but what can I do? He's apologizing to me. So I said, no, I understand that, you understood. So anyway, they apologized, all that. But then I had to tell them a lot of nonsense, because the taxi guy, who's going to pay him, is 1 hour, 2 hours, the meter is moving from the time this whole episode started. So then I told them, you all must pay the police. So we had a big argument about that. I still remember that police name, Abdul Ghani. So then they bribed me up with tea and biscuits and all this kind of things. So anyway, that is what happens. So what Logan, what the Oroni, what does Islam say? Islam says, and this will happen also, إِنَّكُمْ تُبْعَثُونَ عَلَىٰ نِيَّاتِكُمْ. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when the armies come to destroy people and so forth, so some people are coerced, some people is imposed upon them, so everyone will be resurrected according to their intention. So if their intention was good, food if their intention was not to commit any transgression, oppression and so forth, and they have faith and so forth, then Allah will forgive them. But you must remember the others who are happy and they felt we're getting all the perks of, you must remember the regime or the army or the king or whatever you, like what you see in Israel, majority of them are happy to destroy the Palestinians, mock at them and rape them and what goes on. So you must remember, we don't say all, but we'll say majority. So they will be punished in this world and they'll be punished in the year after. So that is the answer from an Islamic perspective, and the hadith is mentioned in Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad, various compilations.
I see there's a new listener here by the name of Vicky, V-I-C-K-Y, and he says that this is playing in my mind. When you were in your prime, AK, did you ever wear a suit and tie? I know you are a man of God. Vicky, Ustad.
I used to wear suit and tie every day when I used to go to school. You must remember that. So I was the best dressed guy in school. So you must remember this type of things. Yeah. So I love my clothing. You must remember, anybody who was with me in school, they knew that. So you must remember. So we all used to wear suit and tie. But then when we change meaning, I was Hafiz in 1970. I bahated the Quran Sharif. So you must remember that I bahated and finished with Allah's help, Allah's mercy in 1970 by my honorable teacher, Hafiz Dimash. Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia, Hafizullah. 74 I left. So that, from that time I told my parents, take all my clothes, give it away. I don't want none of this here. So it's true, we don't hide. So we used to wear suit and we used to wear. I give you a story. You like stories, Vicky? You see, my brother was getting married, 72. Right? They all passed away. So he bought a suit and I bought a suit. Right? So he saw my suit. He said, man, hey, do me a favor. So I say, what? So he says that for one day, lend me your suit and you wear mine because we wear same size. I said, right. Your wedding day? Fine. You take my suit, but next day I want my suit back. So you must remember this type of thing. So that is a true story. So you must remember that. So yes, we wore. We don't hide from these things here. So remember, it was our system. We used to go to school and all these type of things. But remember that today we thank Almighty Allah for giving us the true understanding of deen. And we don't have to curry favor with any person, any politician, any organization or government. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, and we speak the truth. So that is what we are, my brother. Vicky, so what any question you want to ask, you must ask. We won't have nothing. We won't take no offense, remember.
I see Dr. Saab in White River says, Mufti Saab, I really enjoy your Q&A. He says, but now I'm tired and retired. Dr. Saab from White River. He says he wants to know, Ustad, is there anything happening in Sri Lanka with our Muslims at the moment, Ustad?
They're going through very, very difficult times. I've been to Sri Lanka twice. The first time I went there, things were okay. Second time I went there, they told me that I better leave because they are burning the Muslim shops, burning the Muslim houses. Muslims were terrified and petrified. Until today, it's like that. You must remember, my students are there. Mona Fazil is there. He is a very senior proposition. Mona Abdullah is there. Others are there. So what happens is, the government, they are in the majority, and the Muslims are in the minority. So you find when Muslims are in the minority and they want to curry favor with India and so forth. You see, I will turn this argument to another way also, Dr. for you, because you say you're tired and retired and so forth, so you have enough time to read. So you need to understand the real politics. So now in that region there, India is a superpower. So these governments here, they say, let us go with the superpower and so forth and so on. And Muslims must be treated as second, third, fourth class citizens and so forth. So difficult, difficult times. I witnessed with my own eyes, doctor, Muslims taking the Buddha's flag and so forth and putting on their houses. Why? Because their houses must not be burnt by these enemies and terrorists. So this is what we saw, and now it's getting even worse, so you must remember. So if you take Russia, what Russia is doing. Russia knows Biden is a weak president. He knows America is polarized, that now they got 50 states, 25 are this way, 25 are that way approximately, Republican and Democratic, the red states and the blue states. So what happens? So he goes and provokes them. Ukraine, and thus, now he wants to take Serbia, the army, and the Bosnian Muslims are terrified. Maybe there will be a repeat of what happened there, where approximately 10,000 of our Muslim men and boys and youngsters were massacred and murdered by the Serbian terrorists and the United Nations good for nothing. So remember, they sold out the Muslims in Bosnia. So he's playing the game that I want to build my block, that is Putin. And Putin, what he does, he'll bring more and more, and then he will challenge, you must remember, the America and Europe, and he has Europe by, you must remember, with the wealth of gas, and he knows he can dictate the terms to them. So all this are the real people look for a strong bloc, you must remember, then they want to join them, but they forget the power of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So they came so strong, so powerful into Afghanistan, they got such a threshing, the whole Soviet Union disintegrated. So that is the real politics going on nowadays. Make dua, oh esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah, the Muslims in India, the Muslims in Egypt, the Muslims in Libya, the Muslims in Syria, the Muslims, remember, in Palestine and everywhere else, in Sri Lanka, and wherever the independent states, Bosnia and so forth, that were once upon a time peaceful, but now again they face a huge threat from the enemy. And you know the Muslim countries, Arab countries, good for nothing, impotent, hopeless, useless. They will just make now condemnation, but nobody will come to really help. So today's world, if you make up your mind, then you have to prepare to go alone and place your trust only, solely, exclusively on Almighty Allah. Then Allah's help will come to you.
Listen to this one, Ustad. This is Hiram, the brother of Shalom. He says, can you not see that Islam and Muslims are the problem in the world? It's India first, then it's America, then it's Palestine, and now Sri Lanka. Why don't you guys just throw the towel in? Ustad, Hiram, the brother of Shalom.
Very good question, my brother. Why you don't turn the question the other way around? The biggest problem today in the world are the Jews. Why the Jews? Because you must remember, when a Jewish boy grows up, or a girl for that matter, so they are told from a very tender age, we are the selected people. We are the chosen people. And everybody else is Goyim, is Gentile. They second class, they third class. Is that not so, Shalom? Is that not so, Harim? So think about it. So where does the real problem lie? Once you think and believe that you are superior and everybody else is secondary, so you feel entitlement to do the oppression. Are you not guilty of apartheid and terrorism in Israel, in Palestine? Are you not guilty of occupation? How many of my children and my flowers are there in your jail? So you are the one, you can go and steal land, the Golan Heights, there in Syria. You are the one, you can go and steal land, there in the West Bank. You are the one, you can go and bomb, you must, Lebanon, whenever you want to. But the problem lies with the Muslims. You see, my brother?
Allah.
So look at things. Why you can do all this? Because you have APEC, because you have the Jews there, and in America who are supporting you, you have the Christians, Christian evangelicals, and remember that they are doing this because they say that get rid of those Palestinians and then you will have the Armageddon, and the Armageddon will take place in Israel. Go read, my brother, don't be wet behind your ears, you must remember that. So go read the book, you must remember, Forcing God's Hand, and there Grace Halsell, go read that book and see everything she exposes. So she's got nothing to do with Islam. Any person who is fair and just, see President Carter, what he said, of Israel, apartheid state, Tutu who died. What he said, the apartheid in Israel is worse than the apartheid we experience in South Africa. So any person will say that, my brother. But Israel gets away with murder because of the veto of the Americans. But you, Shalom and Harim and whatever else your name is, I promise you, inshallah, God willing, in my life and your life, we will see the fall and the decline of America. They'll become divided states of America. Once America falls, Israel falls, the Arab states fall, Islam takes over the whole world, tawan aw karaha, whether you like or you don't like. So my brother, I'm very happy you wake up early to listen to me. You don't listen to the jutlas, you listen to me. So very good, Shalom. Keep on listening to
one
me.
One more question, Ustaz. One more. I see Hiram says, we will meet one day. AK, this is Hiram Ustad.
Anytime, my brother. Me, I told you, I got nothing. You must remember that. You don't have to make, you understand, come with your guns and all that. Yeah. So we are simple people. We only speak the truth. You must remember that. So meet me and without a hidden agenda and take your blingers off. And then you will know the super terrorists of this world are who? Are America and Israel. And your student India is also following in your footsteps. You are the bunch of super terrorists. May all my terrorists.
He said, I am Justin. Do I need my parents' consent to become a Muslim? He says they hate Islam and I live in Pretoria. Justin Ustad.
You don't need anybody's permission, my brother. You came in alone in this world. You will die alone. What answer will you give your creator, our creator? Think of that, my brother Justin. Anytime you're ready, we're ready to make you Muslim. But remember, your family will ostracize you. That is part of the sacrifice to show you are doing this for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah. We pray for you, Brother Justin, that you come to the religion of justice. Barakallahu feek. Salaamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The religion of justice. Come, Justin. Allah Ta'ala is, inshallah, waiting for you, my beloved brother, from Pretoria. Yeah. You see, when I tell the listeners, early part of the morning, you know, when we start our show, As-Safina to Ilal Jannah.